Okay, from now probably through the end of the program, we're going to be discussing which rooms are chayiv and mezuzah, which rooms are not chayiv and mezuzah. That question sounds like a simple question, but it could really be broken down into three parts. And we're also going to have to discuss at some point which side to put the mezuzah on, which is also a very important question, and obviously very nogei lemaisa. But when I say which rooms are chayiv and mezuzah, which rooms are not chayiv and mezuzah, it's really three separate questions. Number one, you have to deal with structural issues about the room. We discussed yesterday structural issues about the doorpost. What makes a doorpost? But what about what makes a room? What's the definition of a room that's chayiv mezuzah? Does a room need to have a ceiling to be chayiv mezuzah? How large does the room have to be? What shape does the room have to be? And what? So number one is the structural issues of the room. The second issue we're going to have to deal with is not only the structural issues of the room, the ownership of the room. What if you're only a renter? You're not an owner. What if it's your office and you work for a large company, but that's your office in the large company? What if it's a timeshare? What if it's a shutvus with a guy? All of those kinds of issues. And then we're going to have to discuss also the third issue of which rooms require a mezuzah is not just the ownership and not just the structure, but the usage of the room. What if the room is used only for storage? What if the room is used to hold a boiler? What if the room is, right, all different kinds of things. What about your garage? What about, a shed in the back of your house? What about a dollhouse that's large enough for whatever reason? Anything that's chayiv mezuzah, how do we define the usage of a room that's chayiv mezuzah? So those are the three issues. Today we're going to start with the structural issues related to the room, and we're going to start with a discussion we really already had yesterday, except I'm going to take it from a slightly different angle today, and we'll go much more in depth about this discussion, and that is of course we discussed yesterday the fact that the Gemara says Beferish Maseches Yuma that if a room does not have a bayis, does not have a roof, that it's going to be potter from mezuzah. And the Rishonim all ask the kasha. The Beis Yosef raises the kasha, but he quotes from Rishonim. The Tosos already asks, and the Rush already asks. Rabbi Noam Noach, they all ask the kasha. Wait a second, how can you say that a room that doesn't have a ceiling is potter from mezuzah? The halacha is a chatzer is chayiv in mezuzah. So chatzer means your front yard. Your front yard, on your way into your house. If it's walled and has a doorway into the front yard, like we said a lot of times, you have Blisco pointed out in Kew Gardens Hills, and a lot of the homes that are, built on a small lot all the way up to the sky, and with a lot of bricks, and so a lot of the homes are built in such a way where around the yard there's like a brick wall around the yard, and there's an archway going into the yard. So that archway, according to the Shitas HaRambam, is a doorway. According to Rashi, it's not, because Rashi says, we learned yesterday with the archways, is you need to be chokek, you need to be able to hollow out a square on top of it. But if it's just an arch and it's not any wall around it, meaning, as we said yesterday, if it's purely this, and you don't have, that Rashi would hold that's not a mezuzah, that would not be chayiv mezuzah, because there is no way that you can hollow it out. That's pure air, you can't cut anything out. But if it's an archway in a larger wall, then it would be chayiv in mezuzah. Most of these houses, though, will have like a brick wall going around there, and then an entranceway to go through. So, but according to the Rambam, that's chayiv in mezuzah. But wait a second, my front yard, or the front yards of these people like you are in Zills, don't have a ceiling on it. So the Beis Yosef raises the kasha, if it doesn't have a ceiling, how could it be chayiv in mezuzah? The Gemara in Yom is beferish, that a bayis that doesn't have a ceiling is not chayiv in mezuzah. So we discussed yesterday the two terutzim, the Rush and Rabbeinu Menoach. Let's take it from a slightly different angle. I'm gonna bring from you a lot today from the Otzer Iyunim in the back of the Masifta Gemaras. There's like they have like these massive sheer klalis in the back of the Gemaras. So I'm not going to give you a whole massive piece. They go on for like 30 pages, but one piece that relates to these marmakomos that we have, and that's directly related to these marmakomos that we have. The Gemara Maseches Yuma tells us in Daf Yud Aleph, of course, all of the mezuzah issues in Yuma are on Daf Yud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan b'sha'arecha echad sharei batim ve'echad sharei chatzeros ve'echad sharei medinos ve'echad sharei ayaros yesh ben chovas mitzvah l'mako mishum shenamar k'saftam al mezuzos pesachu v'sha'arecha, that when you have a gateway to your house, to your chatzer, to the medina, to the ear, it needs a mezuzah. All of those things require a mezuzah. Rambam paskens that way. Rambam writes in Mezuzah Perek Vav Alach Ches, Echad shari chatzeros, echad shari mavuos, echad shari medinos vayaros, hakol chayavim b'mezuzah, sharei habatim chayavim b'mezuzah p'such l'sochan. Since the homes that are chayavim b'mezuzah open up into these chatzeros and medinos and ayaros, so the gates into the chatzeros, medinos, ayaros, they also need mezuzah. And that's paskin beferish and shulchan aruch and simon resh peivav, si'if aleph, that all of these things require mezuzah. In fact, many rishonim, the Ritva and the Spalim Sech Zuma and others, say that that chiv is a chiv min ha-Torah. It is not just a chiv midrabanan. The chiv of putting a mezuzah up on this, on the chatzer, is a chiv min ha-Torah in mezuzah, not just the chiv midrabanan. But there is a very important chakira that's discussed by all of the achronim in regards to this halacha. In regards to the halacha that a chatzer needs a mezuzah, that you need to put a mezuzah on the doorway into your chatzer. So the chakira is as follows. Why does a chatzer need a mezuzah? Does a chatzer need a mezuzah mitzad atzmo, or does a chatzer need a mezuzah mitzad the bayis that it opens up into? Meaning, is the chatzer itself, the area of the yard in front of your house itself, called a place that you live? And therefore, it's called a beis dira on some level, and therefore you need a mezuzah because you're going into the chatzer. Or do we say, no, the chatzer itself is nothing, it's worthless. But because it opens up into the house, it's a derech into the house, like the mashal I gave you last night, where you have the little hallway when you open up the door to your house, which is definitely not dalet al dalet amos, and therefore mitzad atzmo should definitely not require a mezuzah. So why do you have a mezuzah on it? Because it's a derech toward the house. Any door that opens up towards something that opens toward the house is also going to require a mezuzah. So the din of a chatzer, is it the same as that, as the entranceway to our homes, where we have this tiny, to many of our homes, where we have this tiny little area that's clearly only chayv mezuzah because it's leading into the house? Or is a chatzer chayv mezuzah mitzad atzmo? Just by the fact that it is a chatzer, and its usage as a chatzer, it's chayv mezuzah. That is the chakira that all the achronim discuss. My nafkamina. Either way, it's chayv mezuzah. Chatz is chayv mezuzah. My nafkamina, why it's chayv mezuzah? So one nafkamina might be, what if you have a side yard that doesn't actually open up into your house? So you have a yard that you can go out into, it opens up from the street, but it doesn't open up into your house. So is it chayv mezuzah or not? If the din of a chatzar being chayv mezuzah is because the chatzar mitzad atzmo is considered a bona fide usage to be chayv mezuzah, good, so it's chayv mezuzah. But if the whole reason a chatzar is chayv mezuzah is because it's an entranceway into a home, well, this one's not an entranceway into a home, it wouldn't be chayv mezuzah. It's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina might be, let's say you have several openings to your chatzer. You have several doorways to your chatzer, but only one of them is primarily used when you're going into your house. Like you have the main doorway, the central doorway of the chatzer is what you use to go into your house, to go up the stairway to your house. But you have all these other, I've been in houses, let's say in Great Neck or other places where there are these massive yards in the front of the house. One particular Talmud's house, I remember when he got engaged, I couldn't find the house. It was there were woods and there was a stream and there was, I felt like I was on a hike for a while. I didn't bring my canteen with me, my tent, but there was a lot of different areas. So it turned out I went up the wrong entranceway into the yard. The best way to go would have been the pathway that leads straight up to the house. Not the one that leads to the gazebo or the one that leads to the stream with the park bench. There were all these other different entrance ways. I kid you not. There were all these other entrance. It was gorgeous. There were all these other entrance ways to go into the chatzer of that house. So what about those entrance ways into the chatzer? It happened to be by this particular house, they didn't have a tzuras Pesach anyway. But let's say they did. It's very easy for them. They can easily do that. So let's say, what about those entrance ways? Do those need a mezuzah? So if you hold that the chatzer is only chayv mezuzah mitzad, that it's a Pesach to the bayis, well, those doorways aren't a Pesach to the bayis. Those doorways are a Pesach to the stream and to the whatever, into the gazebo, into the parkway. They're not a Pesach to the bayis at all. Only the primary doorway with the path is the Pesach to the bayis. But if you hold the chatzer as chayv mezuzah mitzad atzmo, just the very usage of the chatzer is a room. The chatzer is the bayis. The chatzer is a house. It's chayv mezuzah. So then each and every one of those doorways should be chayv mezuzah. Because that's the halacha, by the way. Obviously, we know from our homes, but it used to be a terrible minhag. It used to be that people used to only put one mezuzah on the front door of their house, and that's it. They didn't put any other mezuzahs in their house. So the Ramah already talks about this, and the Ramah says everyone does this and it's terrible and it's wrong, but he says everyone used to do that. But obviously we know that's not the halacha. The halacha is every door in your house requires a mezuzah. So if the chatzar is the house, every door to the chatzar needs a mezuzah. If the chatzar is not the house, not chayiv mitzad atzmo, it's only chayiv mitzad the bayis, only the doorway that actually brings you into the house, brings you through the chatzar into the house, would be chayiv mezuzah. Those are the nafkaminas. So, which is it? Is the chatzar chayiv mitzad atzmo, or is the chayiv mitzad the bayis? So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin Hilchos Mezuzah, that Shari Chatzeros are Chayiv Mezuzah. Why? Shaharei Habatim HaChayavin B'Mezuzah Psuchim L'Solchan. Why are Shari Chatzeros Chayiv Mezuzah? Because the houses that are Chayiv Mezuzah are opened up into the Chatzer. Oh, so you see very clearly that the Rambam holds that the Chatzer is not Chayiv Mitzad Atzmo, the Chatzer is Chayiv Mitzad the Bayis, as an entranceway into the Bayis. That seems very clear from the Rambam. However, this Tosfos, this Rush that we discussed last night, and that are right here in Yomar Makomos, this Beis Yosef, where they ask the question, how can you say that a bayis that doesn't have a roof? How could the Gemara say that a bayis that doesn't have a roof is part of a mezuzah? What about chatzeros? They're chayiv in mezuzah. So what does the Rush answer? The Rush says you can't bring a raya from a chatzer to a bayis because a chatzer is darka lios kach umeshameshes l'diras batim. Aval bayis in a royal base diruk she'inu makura. So what does Rush say? That a chatzer is meant to be used without a roof. A chatzer is the place you go when you want air, when you want openness, when you want to look at the stars, when you want, the chatzer is the place that's open. That's what it's meant for. If you're in your house and it doesn't have a roof, then you got a problem. The house is supposed to have a roof. So since that's the derech that it's supposed to be used, mimela, it's going to be chayiv mezuzah even though it doesn't have a roof. What does that tell you? According in the view of Tosfos and the Rush, let's call it the Rush now because Beis Yosef quotes it from the Rush. In the view of the Rush, what's the chiv of mezuzah in a chatzer? Is it chatzer mitzad atzmo or is it chatzer mitzad that it's meshamish the bayis? What do you see from that Rush? What would you say? That it's mitzad atzmo, right? This is what it's used for. And Mela, that's good enough. Yeah?
I mean, the interview we were learning, we weren't sure because it seems that he's saying that structurally the setup of a chatzer is different, but it's still, this is the way it's mishamish the bias by not having a ceiling.
Hold on to that. We'll get to it in a second. 5 minutes. The Beis Yosef, yeah?
I was just going to say, what about the pasuk itself, which says, Amzos Beitacha, Uvi Shearecha? The Shearecha doesn't seem to be connected at all to Beitacha. There's a word linking it.
Good. So the two ways to the alternative way to read that pasuk is it has to be on the mezuzah beisecha, provided that there is a shar to the bayis. That's the way the Rambam reads it in the tshuva. That's the Rambam about the door, that you need a shar. Shar is defined as a door. Without a door, you're not chayav mezuzah. Okay. So that is, let's call for now the shitas harash that the chatzer is chayav mezuzah mitzad atzmo. Beis Yosef then quotes Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach says that no, the reason why a chatzer is chayiv mezuzah, even though a bayis that doesn't have a roof is part of a mezuzah, is that the chatzer is meant to serve a house. It's meant to open up into the house. And the house has a roof. So as long as the house that the chatzer leads into has a roof, chatzer is going to be chayiv mezuzah. You're not putting a mezuzah on the chatzer for the chatzer, Rabbeinu Manoach practically says explicitly. You're putting a mezuzah on the chatzer because of the bayis. And the bayis has a roof. So clearly Rabbeinu Manoach holds that the chiyuv of chatzer mezuzah is not midin chatzer, it's midin the bayis. It's the fact that it's meshamish the bayis. Right? That's what it would seem to break down. And the Chazon Ish thinks Rabbeinu Manoach is absolutely correct. He thinks that it's got to be mitzad the bayis. He has rayas from a ravid in Hilchos Mezuzah. Whatever, Chazon Ish goes to lengths to try to explain why he's certain that the Rabbeinu Manoach is correct about this. However, Tosfos and the Rush seem to say otherwise, like we said. They seem to say that it's mitzad the chatzer atzmo. So the Achronim raised the following question. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva and Igros Moshe, Yardei Chilik Aleph, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, and Rabbi Yileb Malin in his Chidushim raised the following question. There is Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma, where the Yerushalmi says, and it's quoted in Tosfos Yerushalmi in Yuma over there. In Yuma, Tosfos Yerushalmi is on the side of the page, on the margins of the page. So it's not like I'm quoting some far out sefer. When you learn Yuma, it's right there. So Tosfos Yerushalmi in Yuma, and quotes from Yerushalmi, where Yerushalmi says, Tani b'sha'arecha l'rabos sharei hamadina, v'chein beis dira hein, What are the Sharia Medina? Are the gates into the province a base dira? Lo, says the Yerushalmi, shebahen nichnasin le base dira. Why did the Sharia Medina need a mezuzah? Not because they are a house. The Medina is not a house, but you need to go through there to get into the house. It's a gateway, an entranceway into the house. So it's mefurish that the Medina itself is not a makom that's chayiv mezuzah mitzad atzmo. It's chayiv mezuzah because of the house. If that's true of the Sharia Medina, the Chorah should be true of the Sharia Chatzar as well. When you go through this entranceway in the Chatzar, the Yerushalmi is saying explicitly, it's not because the Chatzar itself is a bias, it's because it leads you into a bias. So what's the Tosfos and the Rosh going to do with that? So to answer that, Rav Moshe suggests what Eitan was saying before. Rav Moshe in this tshuva in Yerodeh, Chelek Aleph, Sim Kof Pei Aleph, writes that even according to Tosfos and the Rosh, it's not that the Chatzar, when we say that the Chatzar is Chayiv Mitzad Atzma, it's not that the Chatzar is Chayiv even if it didn't have an entrance way into a house. A yard in the middle of nowhere, absolutely not connected to a house, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, would not be Chayiv Mezuzah. The way Tosfos and the Rosh understand is that a yard has to have Shimush Dira to be Chayiv Mezuzah. It has to be part of the normal functioning of a house. In order to be part of the normal functioning of a house, it needs to be connected to a house. Elamai, just like you use your bedroom for one thing, and your kitchen for something else, and your living room for something else, and your TV room for your svarim, the yard is chayiv in mezuzah, not mitzad that you sleep there or you eat there. It's chayiv because you use it as a yard. And therefore, since it's connected to a house and it's used in conjunction with a house, like a yard is supposed to be used, that's what Tosfos and the Rosh are saying. They don't need a roof on them because it's being used in a base dira kind of way in the context of a larger base dira. But a yard that's standalone, what were the nafkaminas we gave? We started with the chakira. Is it chayiv mitzad atzmo or is it chayiv mitzad the bayis? And we said, well, nafkamina would be if you have a yard that actually doesn't open up into the house. Well, no, if it doesn't open up into the house, that's not a nafkamina at all. Moshe says, even Tosfos and the Rosh would say that that's not chayiv mezuzah. Because then it's not used like a normal yard is used in conjunction and association with a house. It has to be used in a way that's in association with a house in order to be chayiv mezuzah. That's the way I understand Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe brings rayas, and Rabbi Yileib Malan has the same vart in Chidush Rabbi Yileib, the same basic idea. And they bring rayas, and he says, that's why, look back at that Yerushalmi that we just quoted. The Yerushalmi said what? What did the Yerushalmi say? Tosfos Yerushalmi quoted that why is it that the Shari Medina, Nina Mezuzah, after all, it's not a base dira. And what did the Yerushalmi say? Because it opens up into a base dira. So says Rav Moshe, what's he trying to say? Why pick on the Shari Medina? Why not ask about the Shari Chatzeros? That why are you chayiv mezuzah and Shari Chatzeros? Why does Yerushalmi only ask about Shari Medina, the gates into the whole city, the whole province? Why not just talk about the Shari Chatzeros? So says Rav Moshe, the Yerushalmi already understood in the Havamina why Shari Chatzeros are chayiv mezuzah. It's because it's obviously associated with the house. It's right there. It's right outside of the house. It's obviously used as part of the house complex. The Shari Medina provided a greater challenge. And that's why in the Havamina, the Yerushalmi asked, well, what's going on with the Shari Medina? That's not used in context of a house. And the answer is, yes, it is. It's a little more removed, but it's still chayiv mitzad the fact that it's used in the context of a house. But not that it's like the little doorway at the entrance of your house that's chayiv mezuzah, which isn't dalid al dalid. No, this is chayiv mezuzah for what it's used for itself, but its usage is defined by the greater context of being part of the home. Am I being clear about that? It's sort of like a compromise between the two stadim of the chakir. It's not purely on its own, and it's not purely mitzad the house. It's the fact that it's being used for what it's meant to be used for in the context of a home setup, of a home situation. That's how Rav Moshe understands it. He says that also explains the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam we read before. The Rambam says, why is Shari Chatzeros chayiv mezuzah? Shari habatim achayav mezuzah psuchen lesochan. Because the homes that are chayiv mezuzah open up into the chatzeros. If you pay careful attention to that Rambam, it seems backwards. If you were describing that a chatzer is chayiv mezuzah only because it leads you into a house, and it's all mitzad the house, you wouldn't say it's chayv mezuzah because the house opens up into it. You would say it's chayv mezuzah because it opens up into the house. Why does Rambam flip it? Why does Rambam say because the house opens up into it? Rav Moshe, beautiful. This is why Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe. He says, you see that diuk in the Rambam? He says, that's because the Rambam's not saying that it's only chayiv mitzad the house. The Rambam's saying exactly my vort, says Rav Moshe. He's saying exactly like Tosfos in the Rosh hold. That it's chayiv mitzad, the fact that it's used for its proper usage in the broader context of the house. The house opens up into it. So when you need some air and you want to go out and sit in your gazebo on your front porch or whatever, on your front lawn, or do whatever it is that you have out there on the front lawn in your chatzer, you would go out to the chatzer and use it as part of the way you live in your house. You use your yard to play ball or whatever it is as part of the way you live in your house. So it's the bayis that's pesuach l'socho and not the other way around. It's not chayiv mitzad the bayis. It's chayiv mitzad atzmo in the context of the bayis. Rav Moshe, Rabbi Yaleib says that the Tosi Shad Min Yuma, Tosi Shad Min Yuma raises the following question: why is it that Shari Medinos are Chayiv in Mezuzah, but a base Shar, which is like a guard booth, is Pater in Mezuzah? According to that Gemara in Yom over there. And the Tosi Shem says, Yesh Lomar, Da Adifi Mi Beis Shar, Lufishu Dover Katan, the Beis Shar is very tiny, Aval Elu Havaluhu, Kepesach Chatzeros, Shem Gedolim, V'nichnasim Darkam Lebatim. What's Tosi Shem saying? The guard booth which you also walk through in order to get into the Chatzer, but he says that's very tiny. Well, so what that it's very tiny? If I walk through there, why wouldn't it be Chayiv Mezuzah? The gateway through the base Shar, why wouldn't it be Chayiv? I don't care that it's tiny. If it's all because of the house, and that little foyer when I enter my house is also very tiny, and that's Chayiv Mezuzah, so why do I care that this is very tiny? So what's he saying? Says Rabbi Yehuda Malin, it's the same Vart. When you're dealing with Chatzeros and the like, they're not Chayiv Mezuzah only because of the bias. As an entranceway into the bayis. So chayiv mezuzah for what they are used for. They need to have proper usage to be chayiv mezuzah. They need to be dalet al dalet amos to be chayiv mezuzah. So the base shar is not, it's too tiny. Doesn't have any real usage. It's not a base dira at all. The chatzer is a base dira in the context of the bayis. The fact that it opens up into the bayis shows you that it's used as part of that as part of the broader context of the bayis. That is the raya. Those are the rayas, the three basic rayas that Rav Moshe and Rabbi Leimalin bring to this yisod. Again, number one, why does Yerushalmi only ask from Sharei Medinos, not from Sharei Chatzeros? Number two, so it must be, he said, because Sharei Chatzeros is pashut, that it's only used in the context of the bayis. Number two, the lashon of the Rambam, where the Rambam flips it, that the batim are open l'sochan as opposed to they into the batim. And number three, the Tos Yishanim and Yuma about the Beis Shar. That the Beis Shar doesn't count because it has no individual usage. The fourth raya is a Braisa Maseches Yuma. Rabbi Yehuda Malin points this one out as well. The Braisa Maseches Yuma writes, Bisha Arecha, listen to the list, the Braisa says. What's Chayiv in Mezuzah? Echad Shari Batim, Ve'echad Shari Chatzeros, Ve'echot Shari Medinos, Ve'echot Shari Ayaros. Okay, so far we had all those already, the gates to houses and Chatzeros and Medinos, etc. Ve'refes, Ve'lulin, Umitvan, where they keep the straw. Ve'otros Yayin, Ve'otros Shemen, Chayavin B'mezuzah. All on the same list, all from the same pasuk. All those things are Chayav B'mezuzah. Why is the place where they keep the wine chayiv mezuzah? Why is the place where they keep the oil chayiv mezuzah? Why are any of these things that places chayiv mezuzah? So the answer is that that's called a living quarters. Because I have one room where I eat my meals, that's called my kitchen, my dining room, let's say. I have one room where I cook my meals, that's called my kitchen. A room where I sleep, that's my bedroom. A room where I keep my wine, that's living quarters. It's chayiv mitzad atzmo. Clearly, it's not chayiv because it's a doorway into your house. Your otros yayin are not chayiv because they're a doorway into your house. They're chayiv mitzad atzman. And on that same list is shari chatzeros. So says Rabbi Yehuda Malan, from the fact that the Gemara didn't even bother to split them, shows you that they're all chayiv mitzad the same reason. That they're chayiv because they themselves are chayiv in mezuzah. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. We're going to get to when we get to usage. We'll get to that. Okay. Another nafkamina. The Chazanish paskind. In the following case, let's go back with these queens situations, right? Where you have the gateway going into the front yard. So you find it sometimes. Let's say you didn't have the brick fence around the yard. You just had this gateway going into the yard. That was just, for whatever reason, the person, this is the ground, right? And here in the background is their house that goes all the way up to the sky. Okay, so you have you know which houses I'm talking about. So anyway, you have the gateway that goes into the front yard. So, but there's no fence around the yard. Is the gateway chayv mezuzah when there's no fence around the yard? Let's have a room with no walls. Is a room chayv mezuzah when it doesn't have any walls? So what would you say? So one of the basic definitions of a room is that it should have walls, right? So if the room has no walls, the chorus should be part of a mezuzah. So the Chazanish paskin that by the chatzer, it's chayv even if it doesn't have any walls around it. We were talking about, you said, what if the walls are lower than 10 tefachim, which happens a lot? He said it's chayiv even if it doesn't have any walls around it. So some wanted to explain, why does the Chazanish hold that way? Because what's our chakira? Why is it beishar chayiv? Is it chayiv mitzad atzmo, or is it chayiv mitzad the bais? Chazanish must have held that it's chayiv mitzad the bais. It itself doesn't need to have the structure of a room. Just like, as I said before, the entranceway into your home is less than dalad amos, doesn't have the structure of a room, and is yet chayiv in mezuzah, not because of itself, but because of the bias. So the chatzir, the Chazanish must have held, is chayiv mitzad the bias. And therefore, Rashi in Maseches Yuma and Daf Yud Aleph writes that shari medinos, when he defines shari medinos, listen to the words of Rashi, medina hamukefes harim v'arim bekama parsaos. If you have a medina that's completely surrounded by mountains, all over the place, the ein yotzin mimena elo derech sha'arim, and the only way in is through these gates. That's what's chayiv in mezuzah. What does that sound like? When is shari medina going to be chayiv in mezuzah? When it's surrounded. You know, if this is my entranceway into my yard, you know how else? I could go into the yard by going through there, or I could capitate me. I could go into the yard by going right here. There's nothing there. I just walk in right over there. But yet when Rashi describes Shari Medinos, what does Rashi say? That, oh, must be that it's surrounded all on the side by mountains, by these massive natural mechitzos. Why does Rashi say that? According to the Chazanish, Chazanish says no. The Shari Medina, the Shari Chatzer, it's all because of the bias. It doesn't need its own mechitzos. So Chazanish must explain that Rashi's not trying to say that because it needs mechitzos. Rashi's just trying to paint a picture for you of how this is the way in. That this is the ikur derech to get into your house is by going through these sha'arim. Because if it wasn't the ikur derech to get in, if it was just a wide open space and you can go in anywhere, then it wouldn't be chayiv mezuzah. It's the fact that it's the ikur derech of getting into your house, but not because it needs the mechitzos around it. One second. Other achronim are not so convinced. Other achronim suggest, he quotes here from the Parsha Sedura, don't know who that is, that your front yard needs mechitzos around it if it's going to be chayiv mezuzah, or your backyard or whatever. It could be chayiv mezuzah, but it needs mechitzos around it to be chayiv mezuzah. So if that's the case, if it needs mechitzos around to be chayiv mezuzah, then that's probably what Rashi says. Then, first of all, what does that tell you? That tells you that it's chayiv mitzad atzma, not mitzad the bayis. It's chayiv because it itself is a room. And what else does that tell? And therefore, if when Rashi says that there are these natural mechitzos all around the Medina, why is he saying that? Because if those aren't there, then the Shara Medina isn't chayiv mezuzah. You need mechitzos to be chayiv mezuzah. Let me ask you, Shaila, see if you're following here. You all have backyards. Many of you have backyards, I assume, right? You go into your house, so there's a doorway, front door into your house, then very often you have back doors that go right into the backyard, right? Let's say you have a fence around your backyard, like I do. I have a fence around my entire backyard. Good? Which side do I put the mezuzah on? In that door that goes from my house to the backyard? Right side going into the backyard or right side going into my house? What do you say? So no, what's our chakira? Why is a yard ever chayv mezuzah? If a yard is only chayv mezuzah mitzad the bayis, right? So it's only as an entranceway into the house that it's chayv mezuzah. So then I would put it on the right side going into the house. But if a yard is chayv mezuzah mitzad atzmo, it's a room. It's like any other room in my house. I have a living room, I have a kitchen, I have a yard. So it's chayv mitzad atzmo mitzad it being a room. They don't put the mezuzah on the right side going into the yard. Why? When I have a mezuzah between two rooms, let's say between my kitchen and my dining room, so which side do I put it on? How do you decide what side to put it on? So this is a bit of a discussion, but basically the most fundamental rule is that the deeper you go into the house, it's considered the right side going deeper into the house gets the mezuzah. Which, if you've ever been to my house, makes my kitchen and my dining room particularly challenging, Shaila. Because they are side by side. Neither one is deeper into the house. So which way does it go then? Okay, so then you go with Rov Tashmisha. Do you go most of the time from the kitchen to the dining room, or most of the time from the dining room to the kitchen? And the answer is about 50-50. So then what do you look at next? Hecker Tzir, we saw in the Gemara. You look at which way the door swings. If the door swings inside the room, the door always is assumed to swing inside the room, like this door. So you look at the Hecker Tzir, so that the way the door swings, it would be the right side going into the room that the door swings into. In my house, between my dining room and my kitchen, we do not have a door. So what do you do? That's a real shaila. So you literally flip a coin. That's what you do. I know, flipping a coin, nichlish, I don't want to get into shadows, but you take your best guess. But so that's why I'm assuming if the yard is chayv mitzad atzmo, that as if the yard is considered like a quasi room, then you would need the mezuzah on the right side going from the house into the yard, because it's deeper into the house, right? It's further back in the house. So that's a major shaila. Take a look. Take a look at it when you get home tonight. Take a look at the mezuzahs in your back doors. See which side it's on. If you have a fence around. If you don't have a fence around, so then there's enough to be mitzayif. That first of all, the yard may only be chayiv mitzad the bayis. And second of all, even if it's chayiv mitzad atzmo, well, the whole din of being chayiv mitzad atzmo requires that it has a fence around it, that it has mechitzos around it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be chayiv mitzad atzmo. So the shaila only comes up if you have a fence around it. Onto a deck. Also, a lot of times it goes out onto a deck, and the deck has, hopefully, a railing that's 10 tefachim high, because it's, you know, you need to, so it's not, so you don't fall off. So that's also, the deck is a room, perhaps. Perhaps not. So that's the issue. It's all the same issue. That's the din of a chatzer. It's machlokas aposkim, at the end of the day. Whatever you have, I'm sure someone holds it is okay. It's machlokas aposkim. Intuitively, I would think it should go on the right side going out. Yeah.
Just because it's chayiv mitzad abayis.
And by the way, in my house, sorry, some right side going in. But yeah.
Just because it's chayiv mitzad abayis, why would it be on the right side going into the house? Because it's behind your house.
It's behind your house, but you wouldn't go have the right side going into it, because
it's chayiv mitzad abayis, but it also is like you go to it from the house.
Yeah, but chayiv mitzad abayis means it's an entranceway to the house. So in the front yard, it's easy because you go through it to enter the house.
Right. I thought chayiv mitzad abayis means because it's like serving the house.
No, it has to be an entrance into the house. That's like they did in Beishar. The Beishar is an entranceway into the house.
So maybe in our backyard wouldn't have to have mezuzah at all because it's not actually... You're going there just to come back. You have to go through
no,
the
No, because you have a doorway with that's a doorway of your home.
But the only way you get there is by leaving your house first because there's fences around it.
Okay. Assuming there's no door...
Yeah.
There's no other way in.
Most backyards work.
Yeah? Okay,
no,
mine happens to have two doors on both. Okay, so I don't know if most.
Yeah,
but sometimes it may be like that. That is a very important question, and you're right. That is the question of walk-in closets. If the walk-in closet is less than dalet al dalet amos, so mitzad atzmo, let's assume, there are shitas that even so, it would still be chayv mezuzah. Let's say mitzad atzmo, it's not going to be chayv mezuzah because it's less than dalet al dalet amos. But here you have a doorpost and it goes right into a house with a door and everything. So it's got to be chayv mezuzah, right? So that's what some of the posts can say. Yeah, put it on the right side, even though you can only go into the house through that doorway by first going through the house into the closet and coming back the other way. Still put it on the right side going into the house. Others say, no, it doesn't need a mezuzah at all. Right? It shouldn't need a mezuzah at all because it's not an entranceway into the house. It's just like a doorway to nowhere. Right? It's like a house that has a doorway to nowhere. Right? You know, they don't make such things, but that's so exactly that would be exactly the same deal, the same shayla. But yeah, there would be possible room to suggest it wouldn't need mezuzah. I think most people probably with the walk-in closet would be comfortable with that psak. With the back doors of their homes, would not be comfortable with that psak, even though it's exactly the same shayla. So strangely, it's just the way people react sometimes. Another possible nafkamina. Two more. Another possible nafkamina. The Rama paskins in Resh Pei Vav Sif Aleph that if a house is owned jointly by a guy and a Jew, it's pata from mezuzah, right? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Tshuvas Madura Kama Simin Samach Vav proves that Rashi holds that way as well. That if it's owned jointly by a guy and a Jew, it's pater from mezuzah, because the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph says that avulei demachuza chayavim b'mezuzah, and Rashi says, what does that mean? What's avulei demachuza? Sharei ha'ir sheshma mechuza v'yiruban Yisrael, the gates of the city of mechuza, which had goyim and Jews living there, but the large majority of the people were Jewish, is chayavim mezuzah. Why does Rashi tell me that the majority of the people were Jewish? Let's say only the minority of the people were Jewish. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the fact that Rashi tells me the majority of the people are Jewish tells me that had it been 50-50, or had it been a minority, where it's a joint ownership of Goyim and Jews, it would be pater from mezuzah. So you see that Rashi holds like that Ramah, that if it's owned jointly by Goyim and Jews, it's pater from mezuzah. Then Rabbi Akiva Eger says, wait a second, where's the flaw in logic? Major flaw in logic in that argument. There's a major flaw in logic in that argument. What's he saying? That Rashi says because it's Rov Yisrael, it's Chayav Mezuzah, but had it been a partnership, 50-50, then it would be Pater from Mezuzah, because it's jointly owned by Goyim also. You ever heard of an 80-20 partnership? 70-30 partnership? Even if 80% are Jews, even if it is Rov Yisrael, it's still a partnership. When the Ramah says a partnership between Jew and Goy, let's say I have a timeshare where I get to live there 3 weeks a month and the other guy, the Goy, gets to live there 1 week a month. So it's a partnership. I just get, I just own a greater piece of it. So why would that be Chayiv in Mezuzah? Why does Rashi say it's Chayiv in Mezuzah? So Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves that as a kashi. He says, I don't understand. I'm not sure what's going on. Manashuch. If a partnership with Jew and Goy is Chayiv and Mezuzah, then it shouldn't matter whether it's Rov Yisrael or not. If it's Pater from Mezuzah, it shouldn't matter whether it's Rov Yisrael, as long as there's any sort of partnership. So says the Yor Sameach beautifully. According to what we're saying, that the Shita of Tosfos and the Rush is... According to what we're saying, that the Shita of Rabbeinu Menoach is, that the whole din of the Chayiv Mezuzah on the Sha'arim is because not the Medina itself is Chayiv Mezuzah, but because it's an entranceway into your home, well, how do I define if this is an entranceway into Jewish homes or an entranceway into Goyish homes? It happens to be an entranceway into all of our homes. So Rashi holds, you go Basarov to define which homes it's primarily an entranceway into. If it were Chayiv Mitzat Atzmo, that the Medina itself, the Chatzar itself, whatever it is Chayiv Mitzat Atzmo. So then, as long as there's any guy that owns any part of it, that lives anywhere in that city, that's a Shutfus, Mele would be Potter. But he doesn't have a Shutfus in my house. The Chiva Mezuzah on the Shar of the Medina is for my house. It's because it's naturally into my house. My house is mine. Doesn't it not owned by a guy? And therefore, it's just a question of, can I view the Shar of the Medina as an entranceway into Jewish homes? Or do I have to view it as an entranceway into Goyish homes? And that's determined by Rov. So the Rosh Hashanah says, that's exactly what Rashi is trying to tell you. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva Eiger think of that? Maybe because Rabbi Akiva Eiger thought the other side of the Chakira. That it's not Chayiv Mitzad the bias, it's Chayiv Mitzad Atzmo. As a function of the bias, like we said before, like Rav Moshe said, in explaining the Shita Tosa and the Rosh. So there you have another Nafkamina in this Chakira, yeah.
So if there were multiple entrances into the city, like let's say three or four, so would you then go by where?
If all the Jews, if there's an entrance for Jews and an entrance for non-Jews,
then it's not to say Jews and non-Jews, but most Jews live near one entrance and non-Jews live near another.
L'chora, that would be enough for me.
It's all one big city,
yeah.
And therefore you wouldn't.
So if it's a din mitzad atzmo, right? Then the whole thing would be right. That would be enough for me. What if my yard is less than 4 amos by 4 amos? So again, same issue. If it's chayv mitzad atzmo, well, then it's not chayv because it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos. If it's chayv mitzad the bias, so just like my entranceway into my house, at the front of my house, not in my house, but in a lot of houses, there's like that little entranceway that doesn't have dalet amos, still gets a mezuzah because it's an entranceway. So that would be chayv mezuzah as well. The Avni Nezer has a fascinating tshuva in Yerdeis and Shin Pei Beis. Ozayin, where he discusses, what if I own the house and someone else owns the chatzer? Do I have to put up a mezuzah on the chatzer? This is really the last nafkamina. So no, what do you say? I own the house, someone else owns the chatzer. Who's responsible for mezuzah? So if it's on the bias, that it's the entrance way into my house. Well, it doesn't matter if I own that area; it's an entrance way into my house. I don't own the Shar Ha'ir, Shar Medina either, but it's an entrance way into my house. So it's Chayiv Mezuzah. But if it's Mitzad Chatzer, so then it's not Chayiv, I'm not Chayiv to put up the Mezuzah. Whoever owns the Chatzer is Chayiv to put up the Mezuzah because it's an entrance way into his Chatzer. So all that one Chakira that we started with, that has, I lost count already of the Nafkaminas, but that's all the Nafkaminas. I thought it was a nice little Shir Klali he's got going. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. If you look in, oh, by the way, Pischei Tshuva discusses this svara of the Rosh that the Beis Yosef quotes, that as long as it's used for what it's meant to be used for, then it's going to be as long as it's used for what it's meant to be used for, then it's chayiv mezuzah. Like even though it doesn't have a roof over it, so he says, you see from there that. If something has, and this is going to be critical for walk-in closets also, if something has a designated usage, and you are using it for that designated, and it's perfectly structured for that usage, then it's chayiv mezuzah whether it has all the classic requirements of dalet amos and the tikra and all the classic requirements of the room. Classic requirements of the doorpost you always need. But the classic requirements of a room, even if it doesn't have those requirements, what are those requirements for? Why is it that there's a chiyuv that it has to have walls around it, and there's a chiyuv that has to be dalet al dalet, and there's a chiyuv that it has to have a roof in order to be chayiv mezuzah? What's all that about? Why does it need all those things? So you could say, well, I don't know, the same reason you need a doorpost, you need shtei mezuzah mashkov, you need certain details about the room. Elamai, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Mezuzos beisecha, we're able to darshan, it means two mezuzos. Mashkov, we discussed yesterday where we learned that from. But it just says Beisecha. How does that tell me? It's got to have four walls, it's got to have dalet al dalet amos, it needs to have a roof. Where does that come from? So So where does that come from? It comes from Svara. That's what a house is. You can't live in a place that's less than 4x4 amos unless you're only going to be there for a week, like a sukkah. Then it's Zayin al-Zayin Tzvachim. One sheet is 4x4 amos also, because it's got to be literally Kedir Mamsh. But a permanent house has to be 4x4 amos. You can't live in something that's less than 4x4 amos. That's the assumption. You can't live in a place that doesn't have a roof. You can't live in a place that doesn't have walls. But what if you can? What if the dira, the mode of living in that room, is ideal without a roof, or is ideal without walls? There's a show there's a whole channel on television I discovered this past weekend. We were at a hotel and my children were bored. My wife turned on the channel about buying houses, people buying their first homes, a whole channel of show after show of people buying their first homes. It's amazing. My 7-year-old son was mesmerized. He's like, and Jake, the 14-year-old, is going to have such a nice room. And, three days later, he's still talking, remembers my name. But anyway, in one of the, why am I bringing this up? One of the homes that a fellow was thinking about buying for $3 million off the coast of somewhere or other was a home that didn't have any walls. I mean, it had some walls, but like, the walls open to the beach weren't, there were no walls there, it was just open. I guess it's a low crime area. I don't know. But it was, unless they have zappy things. but it was just wide open. So is that a bias? Is it part of from mezuzah? Are you looking? Is that going to be chayv and mezuzah? It doesn't have four walls. Elamai, the whole din of four walls is that, not that that's a chiv in order for it to be a bias, is that that's normal, the normal way for a bias to be usable is that it has four walls, it has a ceiling. But if you have something that is its ideal usage is, even when it's less than dollar amos, and it maximizes its functionality, it's great. Or even without a tikra, so good, then it's still a bias. So says the Pesukei Teshuva, Reish Pei Vav Siv Katan Yud Gimel, source number 4, he says, take a look in the Teshuvas Har HaKarmel, who writes, by the cheder shekorin kich, what's a kich? Shenichnasin sham lahasik tanurei beis hachoref, umachzikin sham lulin shel tarnagolim. It's an area that they keep the ovens that warm up the house during the winter, and they keep chicken coops there. Chayiv b'mezuzah afal pi she'enu mekura klal. It's chayiv b'mezuzah even though it doesn't have a roof. It's not an entranceway into your house, so that's not why it's chayiv b'mezuzah. So why is it chayv mezuzah? It doesn't have a roof. You call makom kim shadar kol lios ena makura, dami l'shari chatzeros to chayv mezuzah mitam zeh. That's the way it's supposed to be used. If that's the way it's supposed to be used, it's just like shari chatzeros. That's the way they're supposed to be used, like the Rush holds shari chatzeros. This fits Ramosha's definition of the Rush also, right? Ramosha says it's shari chatzeros is that's their usage as part of your home complex. This also, it's it wouldn't be if it's stuck in the middle of nowhere and it's just this area, wouldn't be chayv mezuzah. But as part of your home complex, even though it doesn't have all the requirements, since that's what it's meant to be used for, it would be chayv mezuzah. Yeah.
A garage that's not attached to a house could also be
chayv mezuzah. A garage. So we have to talk about that. Why wouldn't it be? Let's put it that way. Why wouldn't it be?
Just like a storage
area. Okay. Okay. Good. So we're going to discuss that. And why is a garage that's attached to the house different? Let's put it this way. A garage is attached to the house. Oh, because you use it, you're saying use it to...
To get in.
Okay, a big difference. To get in or to use it for it. For, in my garage we keep a lot of groceries that, overflow groceries. Stuff. We don't have room for our car in the garage, so we just use it. We have a freezer there. We have, stuff like that. So is that what you mean?
Sure.
Okay, no, there's a big difference. In many homes, mine included, my house is great for lots of mezuzah. I mean, everything is wrong right now, but in many homes, the area that connects, let's say, my den to my garage, or my office to my garage, there's like a small hallway area with doorposts all over the place. Right? So if I go in through my garage, I open up the door that connects my garage to my house, I do not walk right into my living room, I walk into a little hallway, right? on that door that connects my garage to that hallway, which side do I put the mezuzah on? The right side going into the garage or the right side going into the hallway?
If you're using the garage as part of your room to do stuff, then...
So if the garage is a room of my house, so it should be probably from the hallway into the room, right? But if the garage... You know, if the garage is just my way of getting into the house, I park in the garage and I just use it to walk into the house, but I don't actually use the garage for anything but leaving my car there and just going straight into the house, so then it should probably be on the right side going into that. It's going into a little hallway. Yeah, but that's a beishar, right? That's just like the front door, little hallway. It's another little hallway that leads right into your house. Well, you probably do it for, meaning if you do it for the first, if you use it the first way, then you probably use it both ways. You'll probably sometimes use it to go into the house anyway, but I think if it has a tashmish as its own room, that would dominate, and, you know, that would be the primary definition of that room. You wouldn't view it as just an entranceway anymore, you'd view it as it's its own place. So, you know, most mezuzah shadows, you could just look at the house and figure it out. But there are some that you really need to find out how it's used. You know, what people are doing. Like, this is a good example. Or the example of my kitchen and my dining room, where you just, if there were one way that were traversed more often, that it was more common to go from my kitchen to my dining room than it was the other way around. Let's say I made arrows on the floor, you know, tell people you have to go around that way. So then that would be koveya where the mezuzah goes. Pesachi Tshuva says one more thing though. Quotes the Tshuva's Arba Aturei Even Simin Yudalid. He says, what if you have Rabbi Temler Sukkah? You know about Rabbi Temler Sukkah?
I was just telling him today.
Oh yeah.
I've been there.
Oh, you've been to Rabbi Temler's house. What's the Shaychus?
His grandson was in yeshiva with me, so I went to his house for Shabbos and we went to him for lunch.
Which grandson?
Tovia
Tendler.
It's
his grandson. Tovia was in yeshiva with you.
Yeah.
Tovia Yaakov son Tovia? From Muncie?
Yeah, from Muncie.
Yeah.
So we walked over for Shabbos and we ate there for lunch and he was explaining the whole thing to us.
Very nice. Yeah, so my brother's married to Tovia's sister.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Small. Anyway, Rabbi Tendler's house, his living room, which I guess he uses as a dining room in Sukkot, maybe a dining room, I'm not sure. Anyway, he has a room in his house that the roof comes off and they just throw a schach on the roof and that's their sukkah. Very cool thing. Why did they do that? Because Rav Moshe used to stay by them on Sukkot, and Rav Moshe had this thing, he needed to sleep in the sukkah because when he was in Russia, he would freeze to death in the sukkah. He couldn't sleep in the sukkah in Russia. In Lower East Side, he used to tell his family that he didn't sleep in the sukkah because you could get stabbed to death, you know, by staying outside, sleeping outside all night. So what actually happened a lot of times in Lower East Side is he would sleep in the sukkah and two guys would stand outside guarding him all night. But he told his family he didn't sleep in the sukkah. As far as they knew, he wasn't sleeping in the sukkah in the Lower East Side. So when he came to Muncie, he wanted to sleep in the sukkah. Elamai, he was in his mid to high 80s already. And they're like, you can't be sleeping outside, and, you know, at your age and your condition. But he really, really wanted to, so they decided to make a room of their house, you know, where it's comfortable, it's like a house, and it has a din of a sukkah. What about the mezuzah in that room? The sukkah is pata from mezuzah. So the Tshuvas Arba Aturei Even discussed this issue. When you take off the roof, so now it's pata from mezuzah. You put the roof back on afterwards, now it becomes chayav mezuzah. But the mezuzah is already on from before. So isn't that a problem with tasav lemanasui? That the mezuzah is up, right? When you're supposed to be, if you have, let's say, just a doorpost and no house connected to it, and it has a mezuzah, and then you build a house around it, so that's no good. That's tasav lemanasui. You have to be kovei mezuzah on that which is already a house. So he discusses if that's a problem of tasav lemanasui. It turns out it's really not a problem of tasav lemanasui, because when they first put up the mezuzah, the roof was on the house. So when they did it, it was tasav. And he has other svaras as well, but we're gonna dive in. So let's stop here. Tomorrow we'll discuss the door. Three shittos from Rishonim, and a lot of nice lamdas also about the door, whether you need a door to be chayav mitzvah. There is a 10-minute halacha shiur tonight after tomorrow.